This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at Romans 15, 5 through 6, where Paul prayed for the Romans. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul affirmed God's readiness to give endurance and encouragement, and then he asked God to give the church a spirit of unity. He wanted this to be experienced by the Christians in Rome so that with one heart and mouth they would glorify God. When I read the words, one heart and mouth, I was reminded about what is said in Genesis 11. That's where the building of the Tower of Babel is described. When the Lord observed what was taking place, he said in Genesis 11:6, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them." One people speaking the same language are unstoppable in what they attempt, even if what they attempt is evil. If God gives the spirit of unity so that we as Christians in the church have one heart and mouth, nothing we attempt will be able to be stopped. Let me encourage you to reflect on these verses, along with Jesus' prayer in John 17 and Paul's words in Philippians 2:1-5. Try to grasp the power of Christian unity where one heart, one mind, one purpose, and one voice are present. Then pray that your church will have that kind of unity. I believe God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified as a result. If you'd like to review this message, you can do so at my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.